MSS, first of all, I just want to start by saying that I was thinking about maybe I didn't have to give the Musar this week, because I think the entire yeshiva really got as much Musar that is possible and much more than I could give over yesterday, when I assume most of you, if not all of you, had the schus to be by a Siyum HaShas of one of our Rebbeim, Rabbi Levin. To just be by a Siyum HaShas of a Rebbe is something that is, I hope everybody took as much chizik or more chizik than I could ever give in all the Monday Musars that we give together. To see Rabbi Levin, who is younger than I mean, he's young, maybe he's 30 years old, 31 years old at most, I think, right? Whatever it is, he's not, you know, I know he's in grades younger than mine. It happens to be my birthday today, so I'm 32, so I did not finish Shas yet, and it's a tremendous chizuk for each and every one of us to see what we can accomplish. You know, last week we were speaking about yearning for greatness and godless. So to understand what godless is finishing Shas is part of godless. That's only a chelik of it, because now Rabbi Levin has to go a lot further and take that siyum as a new beginning to more and more Torah. You should continue to just be mesayim much and just bring nachas ruach to Rabbonu Shalom. It's Monday, so we'll have chizik anyways. You know, we saw that one of the first Rashi's in the parasha we read this week. So the famous Rashi, as most of the Rashi's, the beginning of the Sedra, are famous. And the words Asher Areka, Lo Gilo Lo Aret Miyad, Kidei Lechava Be'inav, Lo Seis Lo Schara, Kol Dibar V'Dibar. Kadosh Baruch Hu at first didn't tell Avraham Avinu where he's going exactly. And Rashi says, so it should be beloved in his eyes, he should be yearning, and Lo Seis Lo Schara, Kol Dibar V'Dibar. He wanted to give him extra reward. You can understand it in many ways, but you see the pasuk that there's a lot of tzivoy in leaving in a lot of different ways, that there should be schara called diva v'dibor. And he says similarly, it's going to be in this week's sedra by the Akedas Yitzchak, which is kachnas pincha as yachidcha asher hafta as Yitzchak, and therefore there's going to be extra schar. Wants to focus on that schar mitzvah, is that even though on one end, we know the Mishnah Perkei Avos in the first parak, Mishnah Hey, I believe, tells us that we shouldn't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam Menas L'Kabel Schar, that we're not supposed to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to receive the reward. At the same time, we see that it is very important to understand Schar Mitzvah. That when we understand the godless of Schar Mitzvah, so we're machshiv what we're doing. There's a chashivas to our learning. There's a chashivas to our mitzvahs, which will give us a chizuk to perform on a higher level. To make sure and ensure that we are bringing ourselves to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the best way possible. That again, and it's a very fine line to understand, not necessarily that we're doing and performing mitzvahs and learning Torah al menas l'kabel pras, but this understanding of the godless of the schar of the mitzvahs will give us chizuk to push us to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam better, because we're machshav of what it is in a different way. You know, I always understood this idea of Schar Mitzvah from the famous episode. Chazal tell us that Miriam is rewarded when she has Saras, where all of Klal Yisrael, somewhere around 2 million people, wait for her for an entire week. Klal Yisrael's traveling through the Midbar, Teret Yisrael, and Miriam has Saras, and the entire nation, 2 million people wait for Miriam for a week. Why? So Chazal tells us, because she stood by the banks of the river to see what would happen to her brother Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is 3 months old, and his mother Yocheved puts him in the river, as we all know the storyline. And Miriam is standing there watching, observing. Was that a great act? Was that a big mitzvah? If we think about it for a second, Miriam, we know, was really responsible for the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. That we know there was a gzeira that every Jewish boy would be killed, because Paro had from his astrologers that there would be the Mashiach would be born, so every Jewish baby boy would be killed. And then the parents, the Jewish parents, went and separated because we said we don't want any Jewish boys being born that would have to be killed. And Miriam goes to her parents, you're worse than Paro, you're not just killing the boys, but you're also killing the girls. And her parents listen and get back together and have a Moshe Rabbeinu. So who's responsible for the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu? Miriam. So Miriam is obviously extremely curious to see what's going to happen to her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, who she feels responsible for. She happens to be an older sister as well. She wants to know what's going to happen to her baby brother. Any sister wouldn't stand by the banks of the river to watch? Was that a tremendous act of chesed? Was that something unbelievable just to stand by the side? It's nice, it's beautiful. I'd venture to say that on Erev Shabbos, if we help out our parents set the table, or maybe we help taking care of our younger siblings, or whatever it might be, I think is a much bigger chesed, perhaps, than what Miriam did. It's nice. Reminds me of a story. My Zaidi tells me all the time that he had this chus to have a relationship with Rav Moshe Feinstein. And one time he was with Mishpacha that married into Rav Moshe's Mishpacha, and he was driving home Rav Moshe once. And they were driving home. He was driving the Rav Moshe and his Rebbetzin home, and he got a flat tire. So my Zaidi, he goes on to the, you know, he goes out and he tells, Rav Moshe was already older, and he tells Rav Moshe, you know, please stay in the car, I'll take care of it. And it's a one-person job to change a flat tire. He knew how to do it, and he's changing the flat tire, and he sees Rav Moshe standing up next to him, standing right by his side outside. He says, Rebbe, what's the Rebbe doing? Rav Moshe says, I want to help. So in a very covetic way, my grandfather, my Zaidi, says to Rav Moshe, I already, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva, it's okay, the Rosh Yeshiva could stay in the car, it's a one-person job, really, there's nothing the Rosh Yeshiva could do to help, and I'd love for the Rosh Yeshiva just to stay in the car. And Rav Moshe says to him, I'd like to help you just by standing by your side. That's what Rav Moshe said to my Zaidi. So there's some sort of chesed just by standing by the side, but is it such godless? And Miriam's paid back that what? 2 million people who are traveling wait an entire week for her. You know what that is? You know, we've all been on trips in our days, right? When we were in school or yeshivas, we go on trips. And you remember what it was? You're on a trip on your bus and you have like a rest stop. And you stop by the rest stop and you're at that rest stop and you give like 20 minutes, half hour to go to the bathroom, to buy some snacks, and you get back on the bus, and then there's that one person who's not back, and you're waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and mamash, everybody wants to kill the guy. Because everybody all have to wait 15 minutes for this one guy. And here, the entire Klal Yisrael waits an entire week for Miriam. Because what? Because she stood by the side to watch her brother. Imagine what Tzchar Mitzvah is. Let's read. I photocopied. I really do. But I just think it's something I want you guys to have. And maybe some of you have gone through it before. But even if you have, it's worth reading together to understand the godless of Tzchar Mitzvah. This is taken from the very, very beginning of Michtam Eliyahu. Rav Dessler writes very beautifully, and it's based on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, if you look in the third paragraph, Yafa Sha Achas Shel Koyas Ruach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Chayei Olam Hazeh. I believe the last Mishnah in Perek Dalet. That one moment of Koyas Ruach, which we'll understand what that is a little bit later in the piece, one moment of Koyas Ruach, of pleasure in Olam Haba, is more valuable, more Yafa, more beautiful, Mikol Chayei Olam Hazeh. From all life in this world. What does that mean, Mikol Chayel Mazeh? Doesn't that mean from all of your life in this world? For all of one person, Mikol Chayel Mazeh, for all life in this world. Look how he says this is based on some tzaddik, I'm not sure what it is. He says, who perish? Just skip a line. Ki inyan, Kol Chayel Mazehu. What's Kol Chayel Mazeh? Let's understand what all of Chayel Mazeh, because if you understand what all Chayel Mazeh is, then we can understand that's one moment of Koyos Ruach and Olam Haba. And Tzchar Mitzvah Hayam Aleka. That's what Tzchar Mitzvah is. In Nikvat El Toch Rega Achas, if we join together into one moment, as Kol Shos V'gam Regom Shal Usher V'Nachas, Sheyesh L'Adam Meshach Kol Yimechayev. All of the pleasure and nachas a person has in all the days of his life, if we put that all together into one moment, V'Nitzarif L'Zeh, and we join to that, as Kol Usher V'Nachas Sheyesh L'Kol Chay V'Rav U'Myudov B'Kol Chay Yimechayev. And you join together not just your own life, but all the pleasure you've ever had, together with all your friends' pleasure, and all the people you know. You join that and put that into one moment to give that to one person. Imagine the pleasure, right? Imagine we've all had like big pleasures in our life. All different physical pleasures, whatever the pleasures might be, a great meal, or even a more emotional pleasure, a big simcha. You put all the pleasure together into one moment, and all of your pleasure into one moment. All of your friends and all of your family and everyone you know is also together into that one moment. Could we imagine what that moment would be? But there's much more. You don't just add all your friends, but all the people in your city and all of their lifetime, all of their pleasure. Va'od yoser, much more mizah. Kinestari va'od es kol shesh kol dare yiros shebchol medina mechol medina medina. Hanu kol hatov shebohom meshach dar shalim. Not just everybody in your city, but everybody living in your generation, right? Which is a 7 billionth baby was born recently. Everybody's pleasure in the entire Welt, in the entire world, is all put into one moment. It's all given over to one person. That's not all of life in this world, because that's only one door. That not only that, you have from the beginning of time until the end of time. Right? So you put, Rav Dessler's saying, all the pleasure that a person, that every person that's ever lived and ever will live, into bottle it up into one moment. That's what it means, kol chayil mazeh. Unbelievable, unfathomable. And that's not equal to koras ruach and olam haba. And what's koras ruach? And I was explained. Ubir medregas koras ruach, pirish adam amori chami, shu ketzir suda simcha gdol beis malachim. You had... you imagine you had a picture, you had an unbelievable suda, a king's making a big party. Asher yaver ani v'yareach es reach asuda mide avru barachu michutz l'bayis. V'yenem min areach atov. And a poor person, an impoverished person, passes by from the outside and he smells the suda. That's koras ruach. And he has a tam, he has a certain taste. Zeh b'chin is koras ruach. Meaning, Koras Ruach Ba'olam Haba is not even entering into Olam Haba. It's smelling the Reach of Olam Haba. That smell, that being on the exterior of Olam Haba, which is from the most minute of mitzvahs. That schar is greater than all of pleasure in this world from anyone who's ever lived and ever will live. Now again, we can't even understand what we're reading. But Mama, she gives us an understanding of chashivas olam haba, chashivas of mitzvah, schar mitzvah, that every time we have the schus to sit down and learn Torah, every time we have the schus to daven, every time we have the schus to mekai mitzvahs, you're running after mitzvahs, understanding how chashiv they are. Yet at the same time, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say that that this world is like an expensive hotel, and one can lose all of Olam Haba with one plate of tzimis. Tzimis, you know what tzimis is, right? Like the carrots and the sweet carrots. Meaning what? This world is an expensive hotel. Expensive hotel, so everything in the hotel is very expensive. I remember last year I was staying with somebody, whatever, at a hotel in Yerushalayim. And one of the more expensive hotels. And they have in the hotel room a little, the little bar. And we got there, it was Erev Yom Kippur, and my mom was running all over the place, and I was thirsty, and I open up the bar and they have there a bottle of water, tiny little bottle of water, like what Meir has over here, what he gives, a little bottle of water, and it had on it, like connected to the bottle, a little tag, 25 shekel. 25 shekel for a little bottle of water. In an expensive hotel, a little bottle of water should be a shekel probably, maybe 2 shekel, and it's 25 shekel. Okay, about whatever it was, $7 for a little bottle of water, right? You can get cases in Costco. Here it's one bottle of water. So too, Rav Sol Salanter says, if we use our hanos in this world, physical pleasure, we could lose all schar al mabo. We're taking our schar now. And we're losing out on this schar that we just read, this schar. So Rav Chaim Shlomo asks on this. He doesn't understand. How could it be? Meaning, if every mitzvah is such unbelievable schar like we just read from the Michtam Eliyahu, so how can it be that if I enjoy a little physical pleasure, okay, I'll lose out a little bit, but each mitzvah is so much grander and so much greater, I'm not going to really... How much can I lose out from a bottle of water? From a little tzimis? So Rav Chaim Shlavitz explains and listen closely. He says, yes, naturally, every mitzvah is mamish invaluable, but we can take away from that. Meaning what? Let's say we're in the middle of Seder. We're in the middle of Seder and we're learning... We have a 2.5 hour Seder in the morning, 2 hours, 45 minutes Seder, and there an hour, and we get a little thirsty, an hour in the middle, hour into the Seder. So we go and we take a break, and we take a 15 minute break to get a soda, and a cold soda, and it's delicious, and it really, we waste 15 minutes of learning for one cold soda. So we, at that point, are saying to us, 15 minutes of learning is machshiv like a cold soda. So now we've changed and we've altered the natural consequence of mitzvahs that should be unparalleled to anything we could experience. And we've decided that it's a cold soda. And then when we experience physical pleasure in this world, so we're using up all of our schar because we've decided the chashivas of mitzvahs through how we treat them. How we treat, if we're machshiv the mitzvos, as it should be, like the Michal Miller writes, so then the schar is going to be on such a level. But if we show through our actions that we're not machshiv the mitzvos, if we show through our actions we're not machshiv the mitzvos, through looking to yearn after physical pleasure, hanhos and tanugim olam hazeh, as opposed to mesiras nefesh, for Torah, for learning for mitzvos, understanding that if something's valuable, I'll give up for it, I'll sacrifice for it. So then we're losing our schar in this world. We have to make sure that we're machshiv mitzvos for what they are, the chashivas of mitzvos. To understand the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us opportunity to gain the greatest of pleasure. It's all lech lecha. Lech lecha latoivascha lanascha. All the mitzvos are here for us to benefit. It's our schar. And when we show and we run after the tanugim of Olam Hazeh and we take away from the opportunity to do mitzvahs, to run after the physical pleasures, we're running after them, we're taking away from the chashivas of the mitzvahs and losing out. We can give up all of this schar, which is waiting for us, because we're running after physical pleasure. We should learn and understand the chashivas of mitzvahs. That's why, just to end with a little gematria that came to me a little while ago at one point, but Schar Mitzvah is Gematria 661, which is exactly the Gematria of Beli Hanos Olam Hazeh. Beli Hanos Olam Hazeh, meaning if you're without the Hanos, the benefits of this world, if you realize and not running after all the Hanos of this world, you Beli Hanos Olam Hazeh, you're without all the benefits of this world, and you're not looking to run after physical pleasure, and you're realizing, then you'll gain the schar mitzvah. Then you'll gain the proper schar mitzvah, the reward, which is, we can't even understand how great it is, because we understand the chashivas of all the mitzvahs and all the learning that we have the great opportunity to do. Everyone should have a wonderful, beautiful day.